So you said on the panel that you haven't worked in a while before you made this movie. Is that true? It seems like you're working all the time recently.
That's awful.
not in a bad way. I mean, it's a very good thing. But ever since an education, it just feels like you've been, you know, on this sort of...
No, I stopped. I didn't work for a year after Wall Street. I finished that in November, and then it was the following October that I did Drive, so I kind of took a year off. So yeah, I didn't do anything at all, really, just hung around.
And you said it was the director who really made you interested in this project, but can you talk a little bit about that, about why you chose to come back to
it? Yeah, I did Wall Street, and then there was sort of everything that happened with an education and all that stuff took me up until March, and I didn't want to work during that because I just wouldn't. There's so much stuff. I didn't realize you have to go to so many parties, and it was a nightmare. But you know, I had to go to all these parties, glamour. But anyway, so then everything I was reading after that and things that were around just seemed to be sort of a little bit too similar to stuff that I'd done. Kind of like some teenagers. You know, that felt a little bit like an education, and some kind of similar roles to Never Let Me Go, and lots of TV things that I'd done earlier on. So I just didn't find anything, and I'd seen Bronson when it came out, and because I love Tom Hardy so much, and just thought it was the most incredible film. And then watched the Pusher trilogy because it was Nicholas, and then last summer watched Valhalla Rising, and emailed Chris, my agent, and just said, I just want to work with someone like Winding Refn. Can, you know, anyone who makes films like he does. And he emailed me back and said, well, he's making a film. And so, the character was originally written for a sort of a slightly older Latina woman. So he said, we'll get you a meeting and just see what happens. So I went and met him at his house and just said, you know, we'd met before. We'd met in Melbourne a couple of years ago when I was there on a press tour for an education, and we hadn't really kind of spoken very much. But when I walked into his house, Nick's the most brutally honest person I've ever met in my life, and I walked in, and he was sitting on the sofa, and he turned around and he went, "Ah, Kerry, you were much fatter last time we met." So from then on, I kind of thought, right, well, he won't lie. He'll always tell me if I'm being crap. And then we just had the best time making it, and it was everything. He was on my fantasy wish list of directors, so I was just thrilled to be in it.
If you hadn't have liked the character, could you have still done it because of working with him?
I mean, I think, you know, not if... I don't think I would have walked in and played a precocious 16-year-old, or, you know, I don't think I would have done anything like repetitive. But other than that, I basically would have done anything to be in his film. Yeah, it was lucky that it was something quite different for me. But I desperately wanted to work with him. And
I love the description that he gave in the whole age of Ryan Gosling's character is listening to the music in the car. What did he discuss with you about your character? Because we didn't really care about you. It seemed from the trailer you're more of a reactor.
Yeah, Nick did that when we... there are all these stories of the actors that work on this film. He would invite you around to his house, you'd meet him, and he'd be like... He'd ask you a series of questions and basically use that to formulate what he thought the character was. So I went in and just said, like, bullshit. Like, I just wanted the job so badly, I just started saying anything that came to mind. And I started having all these ideas that didn't make any sense. So I was just, you know, because I was trying to convince him to cast me, basically. So I was trying to make it fit me. But then, you know, she has an 8-year-old child in the film. So we kind of came up with the whole character, the family together. Oscar Isaacs, who plays my husband, and I kind of came up with our whole love story together. There was a scene that was cut that was about when we first met, and, you know, him being a couple of years older than me and me being 17 years old, and so we kind of came up with all of our backstory. But actually, when it comes to the film, so much about my relationship with Ryan's character in the film is about this sort of calm center, which is surrounded by just complete chaos. And so it was this sort of fairy tale, slightly surreal love story with a knight in shining armor and a girl stuck in a tower. And it was really more about two kind of lonely, struggling people who found a way to be temporarily peaceful. And so dialogue and backstory and all that sort of stuff was sort of stripped away.
Well, so much is not said in the film. Does that make it easier or harder?
Makes it easier if you can't do an American accent. I don't know, it's different. I mean, I played a character in Never Let Me Go that was very, very good. The script for my character was very sparse, and I kind of enjoy it. You know, it's different when you have with Never Let Me Go, I had a whole book written from my character's point of view, so I always knew where I was. But with Ryan, it was just kind of easy. He's such a brilliant actor, and he makes it... He is so prepared and so... You know, he doesn't have to warm himself up to be in a scene. He's just in it. So it kind of draws you in a way. So those scenes did have a really, you know, we had scenes where we stared at each other with no words for like 3 minutes until it was like weird, you know. But somehow I kind of feel like it works because the rest of the film has all these like very complex and witty and intelligent and, you know, terrifying characters. And this is the part of the film where there's sort of a little bit of hope, and, you know, it's quite nice.
Ron said that when the action happened, it really got going. Were you involved in that at all?
No, I didn't do the stunts. I was really annoyed, though. I wanted to be in more stunt stuff. There was, for a moment, a scene where there was sort of a scene that happened in the parking garage, and there was going to be originally written a scene where Ryan was shooting someone and covering me, and you know, and I was so excited, and then it all got cut, and then because I'd never had nothing involving a gun before, and so yeah, there's one portion of the film where the sort of love story crosses over with the action stuff, which is a scene in an elevator, but other than that, no. No, I didn't get to see the action stuff. I mean, I was on set a lot, and Ryan took me in. He nicked the producer's Mini Cooper and did some stunt driving in a parking lot that scared the shit out of me. But other than that,
just for fun, to scare me.
Pretty much.
Would you like to do an action movie where you're the butt-kicking heroine?
Yeah, I don't want to wear like spandex though. I don't want to wear any of the like lycra costumes. No, I would. I'd love to. I mean, I'd love to, you know, do like a Paul Greengrass movie or something like that. You know, a sort of character-driven action film thing. I'd like someone to make me go to the gym every day and like, you know, all that kind of stuff. But I don't know. I kind of, wherever the good characters are, I kind of tend to try and get a job. But it was nice. This was sort of dipping my toe in the action genre, and maybe I might put my foot in next time. See.
Were you a fan of the sort of genre of criminals with a change of conscience? They meet the right sort of girl. Did you look at any of those and try to pay homage or make things different?
No, the only film I watched that really kind of helped me in terms of Irene was Alice Doesn't Live Here Anymore. I thought her relationship with her son in that film was so beautiful, and so I tried to sort of, because I was quite nervous about having a kind of grown-up kid in the film, and her relationship with her son in that film was so beautiful and so honest, and so, you know, you don't see very much between me and Caden, the boy who plays my child, but that was sort of my kind of, I kind of took a little bit from that film. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you.